Beautiful track, beautiful track. Yeah. It's I'm going to translate it for you, Dr. Charles. It's saying, we love you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Holy Spirit. Amen. We love you, Holy Spirit. Beautiful track. Beautiful. Did that get to you? Did that get into your bloodstream? I was busy.
Yes, yes.
I was almost getting to speak in tongues, Dr. Charles.
I can feel him here. He's here.
She's here. I think I was going to actually speak. You know what? I think maybe I'm going to pray that when I speak in tongues, I should speak maybe in Portuguese. Or I think I know French, so I can't. I want to speak in Portuguese or Spanish, you know. But anyway. Yeah,
and there's also the tongues that only God knows. Mm-hmm. You know, when people talk in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And the evil gets very angry when you pray, when you're going in tongues, because they don't understand it.
Mm.
It infuriates them. Really? You know, when you're doing deliverance prayer.
Yeah.
They go mad. They can't handle it.
Wow.
So, you know, it's like when you're around people and you don't know what they're saying. Right? They're talking a different language. That's how it is for them. They understand all the other languages, but not that one.
And they become very frustrated.
Yeah, and that's the form. You persist with that, you know, it also results in deliverance sometimes as
well. Wow. Anyway, the time is 12 minutes before the hour 5, and it's Radio Veritas 576 AM, and joined in studio by Dr. Charles Pritchard, and we're talking and looking into this mystery called the Holy Spirit. Dr. Charles, just before the break, we were going to talk about the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, how it manifests itself. And we have a caller on the line, but I'm going to ask the caller to wait until 5. Can the callers, people already starting to call us, but let's just finish. Give us the next 9 minutes to finish, then we can I'll open the lines at 5. My apologies, my producer is going to kill me if I start taking calls at the moment. So let's wait until 5, then we can open the lines. Dr. Charles, let us get into discernment.
Okay. All right. Let me mention also often, you know, when you're talking to somebody and you're talking maybe about Jesus or about God or whatever, do you sometimes get those goosebumps?
Oh, I got goosebumps by this song. Okay. I got goosebumps starting. Yeah.
Now that is the Holy Spirit. He's giving you confirmation that he's happy with what you're saying.
Why does she have to do that?
Or what you're thinking. You know, sometimes now I'm getting it, you see?
Yeah. Yes. So enlightenment.
You're thinking something, like sometimes we're counseling somebody and I start going on a topic and then he gives me a huge anointing. It's like you get like those up and down your body almost, you know. It gets quite intense sometimes, but it's nice. It's a nice feeling. So that's the Holy Spirit. You also know the Holy Spirit is also around when, I don't know if you remember the first time you did a particular sin, and that your heart starts going, and you like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're almost sort of palpating. That's the Holy Spirit. He's telling you, you shouldn't have done it. It's hurting. It's hurting. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then sometimes
so
we go over
that,
it.
That they say it can judge even our secret thoughts. That's how strong and powerful the Holy Spirit is.
Oh, yeah. He knows everything. He knows everything you're going to think, do, say ahead of the time, if you know what I'm saying. So he knows everything.
How can we prepare for this feast? I want Pentecost 2017 to be meaningful. Now, somebody who's listening in their car right now or from their house or in their kitchen, and they're saying, fine, you're talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And they're saying, I would like to have a share in this year. How can they prepare for that?
So we want the Holy Spirit in us because that's all that God has promised us. So the first thing we've got to do is we've got to stop blocking him. So we've got to step number one is there's a six step process. We got to make the choice to obey God in everything we do. Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commandments. So if you're prepared to come past that step, then it's the start of the Holy Spirit coming. So let's say we're doing something that the church says is a sin or the Bible says is a sin, but we don't think it's a sin. Well, then we're blocking him. Okay, so it's got to be a choice to be total obedience. The second thing is we need to invite him. So it's prayer. prayer is obviously very important as well. We must pray, pray, pray. Mm. And I would recommend the rosary. Why the rosary? Mm. The Holy Spirit is Mother Mary's spouse. So when we've got Mother Mary praying with us to her son Jesus, okay, and of course to the Holy Spirit, they listen. You know, and the Holy Spirit will start moving you in the rosary. I've experienced it. He starts bringing the wisdom. It starts just lands in your head. Because you just think about it. You've got Mother Mary there praying with you to her son and to the Holy Spirit and to the Holy Trinity, of course. The Spirit's going to move you. I've often found in a rosary, something happened during the day. I'm praying a rosary, maybe even on a different topic. And then, boom, something lands in my head about... Oh, I shouldn't have done that or this or that. So that's the Holy Spirit, or some wisdom starts landing in your head.
But there's also a bit of confession. Confession is very important.
Yeah, so that's two out of six. Yeah. Three out of six.
Confession is very important.
The
go to confession.
Confession. But contrite. Contrite.
Yeah, not
don't just say, I've got to go there, do the list, doom, 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 doom. Okay, where's
the Holy
Spirit?
That's not confession. that's just parroting your sins.
That's it.
I think before you even go to confession, you have to prepare for confession.
That's right.
You have to acknowledge the wrong that you've done to God, the wrong that you've done to your neighbors, to your brothers 100%. And sisters. And you need to already start making amends and choices on how you're going to do things differently next time. But I think many of us just rush into confession and we close the door and we spit out all our debt and we get out and we think we're better.
It's gone. Yes.
But we come out and yes, we get absolution and technically or theologically we are absolved. But guess what? Our hearts are still as hard as stone. And that's why people don't understand. I if you're to ask me of all the sacraments, the one that I have so much addiction towards is confession. Going there myself and even 100%. Administering it. Because I find that that's the place where I meet the love of God, that endless ocean of His grace.
100%.
And that's where I've even got, it is in the confessional box that I have come to understand our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus Christ, the one who keeps on giving us second chances, but who's also asking me and you to give those that are sinning against me and you 100 chances.
100%. So confession, what comes with confession? First of all, repentance. I'm sorry, God. I hurt you, Jesus.
I will not
I'm
do
sorry,
it again.
Jesus. I don't want to hurt you. It's because we hurt Jesus. That's why we go to confession. The second thing that comes with it is we must say it out of our mouths. And the third thing, and I'll explain why out of our mouths. And then the third thing is of course, making reparation. So if you have shouted at somebody or said something nasty, you go back and apologize. So you're apologizing to God, and you need to do it to the other person. Then comes the deliverance. Okay, so now what is the deliverance? Every time we do something wrong, evil gets closer to us. That's the way it works.
No, when you sin, you're opening the door for evil.
Evil, yeah, it comes
so
closer.
So you're saying, sin, come into my house.
That's right.
Sin, 100%. Come into my marriage. Sin, come into my world.
Or evil spirit, come into.
Yes, you actually say, no, devil.
Well, he always got tons of demons that specialize in each particular sin. So you're inviting an evil spirit into your surroundings. That just focuses on that sin and just wants you to work that sin, get more and more, and then others will come. How do we get rid of those things? Okay, how do we get rid of that bondage? The only way is in confession. Only way.
Oh yeah.
Yes, we can say sorry to God. This is where we say sorry to God, okay? He forgives, of course, God is forgiving. But in the confession is when the evil spirits actually witness it and they have to go. That's the war room. It's the center of the war room. So that's when you come out, you're feeling lifted. You're feeling lifted by the Spirit because you've actually had a form of, you've had a deliverance. Then the Spirit, God's Spirit gets stronger in you. You know what I mean? So that's the confession. The confession is very powerful.
So it's prayer, confession, and the fasting.
Then the fourth one is Holy Mass, body of Christ worthily. Body of Christ worthily. So get all your sins out, the confessional. Get into a state of grace, and then you have Jesus, and then Jesus will enter you. So now you've got Holy Spirit, you've got Jesus in your heart, in your possessing you, for want of a better word, because you want him to possess you. You don't want the evil to possess you. And then the final one is the works of mercy and fasting. If you really want to push it hard, you know, obviously we need to be doing works of mercy every day, all day. And that's just loving our neighbor, you know, however we're called to do it. And then the fasting is very powerful because it's a sacrifice and you're getting closer to, you're alleviating Jesus' pain because of our sins. And you're growing stronger spiritually. You're letting go of those, the flesh. You're letting go of this and you're letting the spirit take over because we are mind and spirit. The flesh is going to go.
You've put six. Let go of the flesh. You've put six, right? I'd like to put an extra one, which is the seventh one, which is making friends with Scripture.
I often think reading Scripture is very important. Yes, but not just reading the Bible
as if you're reading a novel.
Yes.
For me, I think many Catholics neglect reading Scripture. They read the Missal at church when they go for Mass. And of course, there are some people who do read it. But we are very bad when it comes to 100%. Scripture. We don't even understand because we just wait for Father or the Deacon or the Catechist to read for us. And some of our Catechists are not even reading Scripture. Some of our Eucharistic ministers are not even reading Scripture. And you wonder, how then do you develop a relationship with God if you are not reading His Word? Because the only way you're going to understand Him is by looking at His Word. Yes. Otherwise, you're relying on secondhand
100%
information. And I want to encourage our listeners this afternoon to go back and dig their Bibles from those cupboards, from those shelves, wherever they are stashed in. Look at them and let's go now as we prepare for Pentecost. Let's go and read something in the Acts of the Apostles or something in the Corinthians. But let's read something around the Holy Spirit. Then you get to understand who Lady Wisdom is. You get to understand.
Yes, Bible. Because if we want to obey God, if we want to show Him that we love Him, we need to know what He's teaching us.
Exactly.
The only way is we're going to know what He's teaching us is to read His living Word, which is in the Bible. Okay? His Word, not man's Word. So what you will find also...
Scripture is very important.
As the Spirit strengthens in you, the Scripture will become alive and you'll understand it better. Just another thing on Scripture. A lot of people are throw Scripture around to try and debunk the Catholic Church or to come up with their own theories. Most of the Bibles in circulation today have been defiled. So they're not the original. They've been changed in a lot of places. So if you're serious about it, I would strongly recommend you go to the Douay Rheims. It's the most accurate English translation directly from the Latin Vulgate. It's error free. So if there's ever any uncertainty that you think, hang on, this doesn't make sense, go to the Douay Rheims and read it. That's my
Jerusalem Bible or the African Bible. Those are the closest. It's 5 o'clock and it's Changing Gear with me, Father Brian. I'm joined in studio by Dr. Charles Pritchard as we prepare for Pentecost. In case you've just tuned in, do not touch that dial and we're going to open the lines. Share with us your experience of the Holy Spirit or what is your desire this time? And why do you always fail to experience the Holy Spirit? Has the Spirit touched you? Have you been saved? And what has been your experience?